The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, August 21st, goes to Daystar Peterson, known to the planet as Tory Lanez. Last night, Megan Thee Stallion identified Tory Lanez as the alleged trigger man in last month's shooting incident that left Megan shot in the feet. Let's go to Megan's IG Live and hear what she had to say.
Yes, this Tory shot me. And you got your publicists and your people going to these blogs lying and I tried to keep the situation off the internet, but you dragging it. Motherfuckers talking about I hit this. I never hit you. Motherfuckers was like, oh, she mad because he's trying to Kylie. No, I wasn't.
Tory, number one, you getting donkey today because you shot a woman. I mean, some donkey today just sell themselves. That's number one. That sounds so insane to say. Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion. Okay? Jesus Christ. Number two, this woman, Megan Thee Stallion, didn't want to say anything. She was trying to save you, and you allegedly had your people calling blogs trying to make it look like you were the victim. Like, saying things like, she hit you first. Well, like, my brother, there is nothing you or your people could tell anyone that would justify why you are the alleged shooter of Megan Thee Stallion. There's nothing you could say that no logical human being with great comprehension skills could understand. There's nothing you could tell me Megan said. There's nothing you could tell me Megan did to justify why you shot her. If I'm being totally honest, I don't even really know what to say about any of this. I truly, truly don't understand it like I used to. I can't comprehend in my mind why a man who has a career, who has things going for him, who is an actual celebrity, would shoot a woman who is arguably the hottest rapper in the game right now. Now, let's be clear. I don't understand violence against women, period, especially this level of violence. But Tory Lanez, you a whole star out here, bro. Like, why? Like, why did your brain take you there? Was it cocaine or some other type of drug? Were you extremely drunk? Do you have extreme anger management issues? Like, what emotional trauma are you dealing with that you can't control your emotions so much that you were driven to shoot her? Is your ego that fragile? Like, I'm just confused. I just don't understand how something like this happens. Now, Megan gave details of what happened. Let's discuss.
It's only four motherfuckers in the car. Me, you, my homegirl, and your security. Everybody in the car arguing. I'm in the front seat. This in the back seat. I get out the car. I'm done arguing. I don't want to argue no more. I get out. I'm walking away. This from out the back seat of the car starts shooting me. There's a witness because the neighbors called the police. This did not happen at Kylie's house. This happened damn near back at the house I was staying at. I was just trying to get home. We was 5 minutes away from my spot. The police come. I'm scared. All this going on with the police. Soon as the police tell us all get out the motherfucking car, the police is really aggressive. You think I'm about to tell the police that we, us black people, got a gun in the car? I get to the motherfucking hospital, the police bitch being so rude to me. Well, what, you know, what's going on? Like, da-da-da-da, you're being detained, da-da-da. Ma'am, I'm being detained, I'm leaking. But I'm still not saying what happened. The police finally let me go. I ain't go to jail. Them three motherfuckers went to jail.
That's very heartbreaking. Ladies, don't save these guys. They don't want to be saved. Okay. Nobody can save anyone. We all have to walk our own walks and go on our own journeys of healing. Whatever work we need to do on ourselves, nobody can do it for us. You can't save nobody. We must save ourselves. And Megan, I'm not going to question your decision, to protect Tory Lanez, but I'm telling you right now, you are not obligated to do that. No woman is. You know why? Because you can't heal what you don't reveal. You will never properly heal if you just don't live your truth, okay? We don't do each other any favors when we protect folks from dealing with the consequences of their own foul behavior. Now, I'm a let go and let God deal with it type of person, my damn self, but I'm also a let's file a police report and let the law handle it too. But America, think about that, okay? All you mainstream publications, all you mainstream websites, all you mainstream TV shows who may write about this story, report this story, please don't forget to report about the fact that a black woman is scared to call the police, scared to call the people who are supposed to protect and serve her in a situation like this because she's afraid she could end up being a victim because of the color of her skin. Think about that. I'm an empath, so when I tell you I can feel every bit of Megan's trauma, you just got shot by someone you thought was a friend. a black man. And I always say a black man, a man, period. Our only job is to protect and provide for our women. So as a woman, you should feel protected around men in your circle. But that guy, Tory, made Megan a victim, allegedly. Now she's too afraid to call the cops and tell the cops the truth because the American so-called justice system is so broken. She feels like she could end up getting victimized again because of the color of her skin. She's right. Okay. She felt naked out here. No protection. Who's she supposed to call? Ghostbusters? Like, what do you do in a situation like this? Okay. My brothers, when these sisters come to us and tell us how unprotected they feel, we can't sit here and act like we don't understand. Okay. Let's hear more from Megan. Here she explains in more detail why she protected him.
If you really want to tell the motherfucking truth, I've tried to save this. Even though he shot me, I tried to spare him. And y'all motherfuckers is not sparing me. That's crazy. I go through so much on a daily basis anyway. And I'm trying to save this. And y'all on the internet talking about, oh, bitch, you ain't get shot. We do this. Oh, free tour. That you're not in jail. He not in jail because I didn't tell the laws what happened as soon as it happened. And I should have. Ask that why he not saying nothing. What the fuck he gonna get on here and say? Yeah, I shot her. Why? Tell him why you shot me. No reason.
Now, this will be used as an example to reinforce a lot of false narratives. This situation, we shall hear over and over again how black men don't protect black women and how Megan still tried to protect Tory and Tory was still victimizing her by sending the stories to blogs. All of that is true, you know, but what I refuse to feed into is the narrative that black men don't protect black women. Nope. Situations like this shouldn't have us arguing and debating and social media fighting. No, this situation is an opportunity for all of us to learn and do better. Because let's be clear, whatever Tory Lanez on, don't put that on all black men. OK, not to mention that Negro is Canadian. OK, don't put what he's on all black men. All right. I can't speak for Tory because he's way younger than me and I'm not weighing mistakes here because I've made my own. All right. I'm not weighing sins here because I sin myself and I've sinned before. But at my worst, I wasn't shooting women. But the point I'm making, some of us haven't done the work yet. Some of us aren't doing the work. We haven't gotten to the point in life where we are dealing with our own trauma. But boy, let this situation serve as an example that if you don't deal with your trauma, eventually your trauma will deal with you. I don't know what's wrong with Tory Lanez. I have no clue what his demons are. I have no clue what he's battling, but he's clearly battling something. And whatever hurt he's dealing with caused him to hurt me. Allegedly. And that's not an excuse or justification because he has to deal with all the consequences of his actions, whether that's jail, whether that's the loss of his career, which is probably all going to happen because I see no path to victory as far as the industry is concerned for Tory Lanez. But that's not what's important anyway. OK, that shouldn't even be a concern. He got to hold that. He got to deal with the energy he created in his life. So Tory isn't even the story. The story here for me is trauma. OK, and us men being better examples for other men in dealing with our trauma so we don't hurt other people. Because even though Tory is not a reflection of all brothers, when situations like this happen, the rest of us have to pick up the slack in a real way. We have to show that Tory Lanez is a glitch in the matrix. I don't like when black women say we don't protect him. It really drives me crazy. OK, we have to go above and beyond in regards to protecting our sisters, so we can show situations like this are the exception, not the rule. This conversation shall continue. Okay, this isn't over. I just needed to express how I'm feeling today. That's what my therapist always tells me to do, feel my feels. So I hope you felt my feels too. Please, please, please let Remy Ma give Tory Lanez the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
And FYI, Megan Thee Stallion is not a snitch, okay? No. She's a tax-paying civilian who was victimized, and she should not have to protect the person who victimized her. Anyone who thinks this is snitching just simply doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. That's it. Bottom line, point blank, period.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.